This recording, Heilongjiang 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sally Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goat waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goat began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsignature miss. The goat's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sally thought was an old truth for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goat began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goats, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying for so much. But Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, I will say something about my hometown. I come from Harbin, Heilongjiang province. It lies the northeast of the China, and I think it is the most beautiful place in China. It is famous for the ice and the snow, so it is called the Ice City. There are the obvious differences among the four seasons. In the spring, the ice and the snow become the water and the flowers bloom. And in the summer, it isn't such hot as the southern. It is very comfortable. In the autumn, it is the harvest season. It is the pleasure season. We will get a harvest in this season, and the leaves become yellow. And in the winter, it is a world that is full of snow and ice. It is a white world, and it is very cold. This is my hometown. Welcome to my hometown.
Kongzi, Lun Yu, Xuer Di Yi, Zi Yue, Xuer Shi Xi Zhi, Bi Yue Hu, Yo Peng Zi Yuan Fang Lai, Bi Le Hu, Ren Bu Zhi Er Bu Yun, Bi Jun Zi Hu. 为政第二，子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养，至于犬马，皆能有养。不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？”